Hi there, my name is Amber Carnes, and you can find me at bodypositiveyoga.com. I'm so excited to present a class to you, and thanks to Dr. Melissa West for inviting me to be part of your practice and your community. We're going to do a really slow, mindful practice today, and we're going to use a lot of props. So I encourage you to find a chair without arms, two blocks, a bolster or a big stack of blankets or something like that, and a strap. So if you don't have blocks and a strap and a bolster and all that stuff, you can find things around your house. Be a little creative. So instead of blocks, you could have thick books. If you don't have a yoga strap, you could use a belt or a tie from a bathrobe or something like that. And if you don't have a bolster, you can just use a big stack of blankets or towels. And then find yourself a chair that doesn't have arms. We're going to use the chair for some things today that you might not have tried before. So I encourage you to give that a shot. I'm really excited to practice with you today. So gather your props. I'll see you on the mat. All right, so we're going to begin seated in the chair. And we're going to be using the chair for a good deal of this practice. I think that even if you don't think of yourself as a chair yoga person, this is a practice worth exploring just to try a new prop and something you may have not tried before. So I have a block between my feet. I find that this helps to keep things engaged and keep my feet plugged in even when I'm seated. And what I want you to do is find a seat in the chair where you can really connect to your sit bones. So the sit bones are those two bony things at the bottom of your pelvis. And so I really want you to be able to feel the connection of those sit bones with the surface of the chair. So instead of, you know, leaning back against the back of the chair, let's make sure we have a really good seat set up. And then if you're having trouble sensing the connection of those sit bones with the surface of the chair, what you might want to try is just to lean to one side, take your hand, and move the flesh of your butt behind you and see if that helps you to sense a little bit more into those sit bones. Squeeze the sides of the blocks gently with your feet and with your ankles. Spread your toes wide and just let your feet connect with the earth. Rest your hands wherever it's comfortable. And then close your eyes or lower your gaze to the tip of your nose if that's more comfortable for you. And as we start to tune in and make a connection with our bodies, first, I want us to just take note of our outer world. What's going on around us? For me, I hear birds outside. I can hear cars on the street. Maybe in your home you have a fan blowing or dishwasher running, dog barking. And just let those sounds arrive. Don't focus on them, but just let them be what they are. And then let's tune in to our inner world, to what's going on in our physical bodies. So I'd like for you to, with your mind's eye, just practice a quick body scan, taking note of any sensations that you have in your body right now. So sensations could be something like my toes are cold, or I feel a little tingling in my scalp, or I feel tension in my neck. I feel a stabbing pain behind my right shoulder blade, whatever that may be. And as you notice what's going on in your body today, I think it's really important for us to practice mindfulness. And my favorite definition of mindfulness is paying attention on purpose without judgment. Paying attention on purpose without judgment. So if you're feeling pain in your shoulder, with judgment sounds like, my shoulder really hurts. Ugh, my body's so messed up. Why does it have to be this way? I'm going to have to schedule another chiropractor appointment and da-da-da-da-da, right? We get wrapped up in this story. We get wrapped up in judgment about what our body should or shouldn't be. So the practice is to observe what are the facts, what's going on here. We can observe that we feel pinching behind our shoulder blade. we can observe that we feel a tightness in our stomach. That's very different than, oh, my stomach's so tense today. And by the way, my stomach's too big. I hate the way it looks and I wish I could lose some weight or whatever. So paying attention on purpose without judgment. Can we start to cultivate that inner witness, that witness consciousness that helps us to separate the stories and the judgments that we have from what's reality, what's really happening in any given moment? Can we be in the moment instead of off in this story in our heads or in judgment about our body or something that's going on with us? So now that you've brought some attention to your physical body, I invite you to draw some attention to the breath and pay attention on purpose without judgment to the quality of the breath that you arrived with today without trying to deepen it or change it or anything yet. How deep are your inhales and exhales? How fast or slow is your breath coming and going? Where do you feel movement in your body when you breathe in and out? What part of your body? Belly, chest, rib cage, somewhere else? Do you feel like the breath is getting stuck anywhere? Just observing without judgment, not wondering or worrying if your breath is too shallow, too deep, or if that's the right place to feel movement. Just noticing what is. And I'd like for you to take your hands and place them on your low belly. So somewhere around your belly button or lower. And intentionally make your belly soft. A lot of us hold tension in our stomachs, or we suck our stomachs in to try to make our bodies look smaller. And right now, I invite you to make the belly soft. Intentionally disengage any muscular effort there so that we can breathe more deeply into the lower parts of the lungs. So the next time you breathe in, I invite you to draw the breath in through your nose and invite the breath to arrive beneath your hands. Let the belly fill up with air like a beach ball or a balloon. As you exhale out, feel the navel draw towards the spine. Feel your hands come closer toward your spine as the breath leaves your body. And just continue this rhythm, inviting the breath down into the abdominal breathing space, down into the belly, down into the lower lobes of the lungs. And as you breathe out, drawing the navel gently toward the spine, to squeeze all the breath back out of your body before you reach for the next one. Breathing in, letting the belly fill with air, filling up the bottom parts of the lungs, really deepening your breath in order to do this. And then exhaling completely. And notice where your thoughts may have traveled. If they wandered away from the breath, you can just acknowledge that and then gently redirect your attention to the feeling of your belly against your hands, to the feeling of your skin and muscles and everything else expanding as you take breath in, to the feeling of emptying out the breath before you reach for more nourishing oxygen. So you can leave your hands where they are or just rest them back on your thighs or wherever is comfortable. And I'd like to take three deep breaths together, in through the nose and out through the mouth with sound. So go ahead and exhale out all your breath. We'll take a deep breath in. Good. If you'd like to bring a little bit of meaning to our movement here together today, this is a great time to set your intention for the practice. My favorite way of setting an intention is just to answer the question, what do I need right now? Whatever comes to mind is perfect. And then just put yourself into it. So if you need comfort, I intend to be comfortable. If you need strength, I am strong. I am, I will, I intend, and whatever it is that you need. Just hold that in your heart and in your mind for a moment. And when you're ready, just slowly flutter the eyes open or lift your gaze. So we're going to begin this seated practice with a couple of rounds of cat and cow. So if you need to make any little adjustments to reconnect with your seat or re-engage your feet and ankles into the block, go ahead and do so. Rest your hands on your thighs, and we'll go ahead and begin to sync up our breath with this movement of cat and cow. So as you inhale, let your tailbone rise, press into your thighs, lift your chest, lift your gaze, arch your upper back. And as you exhale, you're going to go the opposite way. Tailbone tucks in, heart comes towards spine, belly draws toward the spine, head comes down last, chin toward the chest. Inhale, lift, extend the chest forward, look up at the sky. Exhale, draw everything in, arch your back like an angry cat. Keep this going with your own breath. Inhale, lift, arch your back. Exhale, draw everything in. Can you imagine the vertebrae of your spine as a string of pearls, and each one gets to move individually all the way up to the base of your skull and all the way down to your tailbone. On your next inhale breath, just come to a neutral spine here. And we're going to do some seated sun salutations. So I'm going to move the block out of the way. You can choose to keep the block or not. The reason I like to move the block is so that I can bring my legs a little wider. When we fold forward, I want to make room for my body. And so usually I have my belly meeting thigh, and so I like to make a little bit more room. So if you have that going on when you forward bend, you can try that too. Another thing that might happen if you're in a larger body or if you have really muscular thighs, whatever, is if your belly meets your thigh, you can just move stuff out of the way. I'm going to show you this a lot when we're doing any kind of seated forward fold or standing forward bend. Just moving things so they don't run into each other as much. It's your body. You get to move stuff out of the way if you need to make more space and to make the practice of yoga adapt and fit to you, because that's really what we want to be able to do. So reconnect with your seat. Make sure your feet are connected to the floor, and we're going to begin. So inhale, sweep the arms all the way up to the sky. Take a look up at the hands. And as you exhale, go ahead and fold forward and sweep your arms behind you like they're a set of wings. Inhale, let's come all the way back up. And exhale, hands just come back to rest on the thighs. We'll do this a couple of times. Sweep the arms out on your inhale. Extend through the fingertips, grow taller in the sides of the waist. Exhale, fold forward, sweep your wings behind you. Inhale, come all the way up. And exhale, hands right back down where they started. One more time. Inhale the arms all the way up. Exhale, fold forward, sweep your wings behind you. Inhale, come all the way back up, and exhale, hands back to your thighs. Let's add a bit more. Inhale, arms all the way to the sky. Exhale, fold, sweep your wings back. Inhale, hands to your thighs, extend your heart forward, lift up halfway. Exhale, fold back down, sweep your wings behind. Inhale, come up to a neutral spine. And then we'll do a couple rounds of cat and cow. So inhale, let the tailbone rise, lift your chest, lift your gaze. Exhale, draw everything in. Inhaling up. And exhale, draw it in. One more time. Good. Let's take our seated version of downward facing dog. We're gonna lean forward, but make sure that your sit bones stay connected. And then extend the arms out so the head comes between the biceps. Make one long line from the crown of the head all the way down to the tailbone. Grow longer through the sides of the waist and spin the pinky side of the hand around so the inside eyes of your elbows face one another or face up towards the ceiling. Take any creases out of the back of the neck. Inhale, come on up, and exhale, just let the arms relax down. Let's inhale and lift the right leg up, knee towards the chest. You can help it with your hands or use your core to lift the leg. Exhale, set it back down. Inhale, other side. Exhale, set it back down. Inhale, let's take cow pose. Exhale, cat pose. Inhale, come back to neutral. Exhale. Inhale, sweep the arms up. Exhale, forward fold, sweep your wings back. Inhale, come up halfway, extend your heart forward. Exhale, fold, sweep your wings behind. Inhale, rise all the way up. And exhale, hands back to where they started. Good, we're gonna do something like that again. Inhale, the arms all the way up. Exhale, fold, sweep the wings behind you. Inhale, lift up halfway, extend your heart forward. Exhale, fold, sweep your wings back. Inhale, come on up to a neutral spine, and exhale. Inhale, cow pose, lift your chest. Exhale, cat pose, round the back. Inhale, come up to a neutral spine, and exhale. Inhale, lift the right leg up, and exhale, set it down. Inhale, lift the left leg up, and set it down. Take a breath in and out. Inhale, we'll take downward facing dog. So extend the arms out. Pinky side of the hands spin toward one another. Insides of the elbows face the ceiling. Head comes down between the biceps. Deep breaths here. Really extend the spine so it becomes nice and long. On your exhale breath, just come back to neutral. Inhale, sweep the arms all the way up. Exhale, fold forward, sweep your wings back. Inhale, come up halfway, extend the heart forward. Exhale, sweep your wings behind you. Inhale, rise all the way up one more time. And exhale, hands back where they started. Great job. Okay, we're gonna move on and do a few other poses with the chair here. So what I want you to do is go ahead and come to standing, and we're gonna move the chair a little bit.
So we're gonna turn the chair so we can access the back of the chair, and you wanna make sure that all 4 feet of the chair are on the mat so it doesn't go anywhere. And then go ahead and come to stand about 12 to 18 inches behind the chair. What you wanna do is be able to rest your hands without feeling really crunched up or without having to reach too far. So you may have to adjust your distance there. And then just go ahead and let go of that. And let's find our feet in Tadasana. So really press down into the feet. I want you to lift up all 10 toes. Maybe bring your hands to the waist. And feel into the four corners of your feet. So you've got your big toe mound, your pinky toe mound, the inside and the outside of your heel. And I like to think about these as like four tires on a car. So you want to sway from side to side, front to back, until you feel like your weight is evenly distributed, and then just let your toes float back down to the mat. Press down into the feet, and then I want you to think about isometrically ripping the mat in half this way. So press your feet down, plug them into the earth, and then whoosh, bring out to the sides. You're not actually going to move your feet, but pretend you could, like you were on ice skates and you could, well, I guess that wouldn't work moving sideways, but plug in your feet and pretend you could rip your mat this way. Feel how that fires up the muscles in the outside of the legs. Let your tailbone be heavy and lift your pubic bone slightly. And then I want you to firm up your core. So I like to refer to this as my battle corset. And the reason I like to say that is I like to think about, am I ready for battle? Firm all this up. And the way that you can do that, if you're having a hard time connecting with that, is just to cough. All the muscles that need to be firm to engage your core and to be supportive to protect your back and the rest of your body engage when you cough. So if you want to be able to develop that, just that'll be your little cheat sheet. So firm up your corset, your core. Roll your shoulders up and just release them down the back. Turn the palms out. Notice how that allows your shoulders to remain away from the ears. And then take any creases out of the back of the neck. You might close your eyes here for a few moments. Notice how that feels to stand here in space, to sense where your body is in space. So we're just standing here, but everything is engaged. I'm still plugged into the mat and ripping my mat in half from side to side. I've got my core engaged. Take a deep breath here and let it out. Good. So keeping your feet plugged in, we're going to reach forward and use the back of the chair for stability. Now I'm going to take a little step back. We're going to come into some like knee to nose here and some balancing on one foot behind the chair, using the chair for support. So first, let's balance on the left foot. So really plug that foot in, spread your toes wide. And as you inhale, I want you to take your toes back behind you and just rest them on the mat, maybe even look up a little bit. And then as you exhale, bring your knee up towards your nose. Inhale, extend behind. You can rest your toes on the mat. Exhale, bring it in. Arch your upper back to come down and meet that knee. Inhale, behind. Exhale, draw everything in. Inhale, extend. And exhale, draw it in. Inhale, extend, rest your toes on the mat. And this time, if you like, you can lift that leg up. Really firm up your core. Cough if you need to remember what to engage. Squeeze your butt on the left side. And then if you like, you can extend the left arm out, palm or hand in the handshake position. And then come on back to standing. Take a moment to shake out the legs if that feels good. And we're going to do the other side. So plug your right foot in. Rest your left toes on the mat behind you. Inhale. And then exhale. Draw everything in. Inhale, extend. Exhale, draw it in. Inhale, extend. Exhale. Knee towards your nose. One more time. Inhale, extend, and this time, if you like, you can lift that leg up. Press out through the ball of the foot. Squeeze your butt on the right side to make sure that hip doesn't cock out or sink down. If you like, you can extend your right hand. Hand in the handshake position. Still keeping your core firm to protect your back as you lift the weight of that leg. And then come on back down. Come to standing, shake everything out. Good. We're going to come do a couple of sun salutations here at the back of the chair. So continuing with this slow flow vinyasa, make sure you have plenty of room. All 4 feet of the chair are on the mat. And come about 12 to 18 inches behind the chair. Find your Tadasana, plug your feet in, rip your mat in half, stand up tall. Inhale, sweep the arms all the way up. Exhale, bring your fingertips to the back of the chair and you can come on down into a forward fold, keeping the knees soft. Using the chair for support, if you'd like to bring your hands lower, you can do that too. Let's just take a moment here. If you're feeling pinched or crunched up, widen your feet. Make a little more room for your body. Good. Inhale, look up halfway. So move your hands wherever you need to on the chair. Extend your heart forward. Exhale, fold down. Good. Inhale, we're going to rise up, come to stand behind the chair. Step your right foot forward and your left foot back, and let's find a crescent lunge. So come up onto those left toes. Both sets of toes are straight forward. Bend into the square of that right knee, and let's just bend and straighten a few times. Bending and straightening. You may be feeling some sensation in the front of your left hip. You can bend that knee at the same time if you feel like you need to. And this time, let's keep it bent. Either use the back of the chair for support, bring your hands to your waist, or you can lift the arms all the way up into a high lunge. One thing I want you to pay attention to here is your pelvic bowl. So I like to think of it as a bowl of water. So if you can picture your pelvis, it sort of has that rim at the top, and then it's this kind of bowl shape, right? So we want to keep the rim of the pelvis parallel to the floor. If you have your butt tooched out too much, you're going to spill the water out of the bowl onto the front. If you have your tailbone tucked too much, it's going to go out the back. So we want to find that happy medium. Can you sense that here in your lunge? Bring your hands to the chair. One big step or lots of little hops to bring the feet together. Shake the legs out. We'll find the lunge on the other side. So big step back with the right. Take your time to get your base set up and plug both feet into the mat. And we'll bend and straighten on this side. If you want to challenge your balance, you can always bring your hands to your waist for this. Or use the chair for stability. Bodies change from day to day, so honor where you're at today. Keep this knee bent. Remember your pelvic bowl. Do you need to lift your pubic bone a little bit to keep the top rim parallel to the floor? And then hands on the chair, hands at the waist, or lift the arms up for crescent lunge. Resist the earth away with that front heel. Good. One big step or lots of little hops to bring the feet together and shake the legs out. We're going to find downward facing dog with the chair. So hands on the back of the chair, walk your feet back, draw your hips back toward the back of the room. Now, when I do downward dog on the chair, I like to grasp either side. That really helps me to find the rotation in my upper arms to be able to spin the inner eyes of the elbow up toward the ceiling. Walk your feet back as much as you need to be able to find a long spine in downward facing dog. Keep the knees soft. Draw the hips back. On an inhale breath, look up, grab the back of the chair, and just go ahead and walk the feet up. Good. Let's take a couple rounds of cat and cow here. Inhale, lift the chest. Extend the heart forward into that back bend. Exhale, draw the heart towards the spine, arch that upper back. Inhale, extend. Exhale, draw it in. Inhale, extend. And exhale. Draw it in. Come back up to standing. Inhale the arms up. Exhale, forward fold. Hands on the chair or not. Inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, fold. Inhale, lift all the way up. Extend the arms to the sky. And exhale, hands back down by the sides. All right, so we're going to do one more set of poses with the chair, and then we'll move on to working without it. So we're going to come into a side bend here. Go ahead and turn your left toes to face the seat of the chair and bring your right foot behind you. So this is kind of going to be a little side angle pose. So left toes face out, right toes turn in a little bit. Bring your right hand to your waist and find the seat of the chair with your left hand. Good. So now that you've gotten yourself set up, go ahead and bend into the square of that left knee and spin your chest open. So this is a really good place to be. If you feel like your shoulders are stacked and you want to lift that top arm with your palm facing away from you, go ahead. If you'd like to try another variation, you could extend the arm out over the ear with the fingers, or sorry, the palm facing the floor. Make sure whatever variation you take, you're really concentrating on spinning your torso open and finding that little subtle twist. Good. Wherever you have your arm, go ahead and bring your hand back to your waist. Plug your feet in, bend your front knee a little more deeply, and on an inhale breath, go ahead and stand it on up. Hands to your waist, parallel your feet, and step them together. We're gonna move the chair to the other side so we can do the same pose. So this time, right toes face forward, left toes turn in a little bit. Bring your hand down to the seat of the chair so you can find the right distance here. And then bend into the square of that right knee. Place your palm on the seat of the chair. Left hand at your waist. Spin your torso open. Really feel like your shoulders are stacked. And then you can stay right here, really feeling into that twist. Lift your arm straight up. Or take the variation with your arm up and over your ear. If you do that, make sure you don't let your chest fall down towards the floor. Really spin your torso open and reach out through your fingertips. Remember to firm up your core. Cough if you need to remember how to engage those muscles. Squeeze your butt on the left side. Press into your right heel. Hand back to the waist. Plug your feet in, and then on an inhale breath, come on up. Parallel your feet, step them together. Shake your legs out if that would feel good, and we're gonna go ahead and move this chair. So move it out of the way, give yourself some room, and we're gonna come into a few warrior poses here. So go ahead and take a big wide stance, probably wider than you think you need to be. Turn your right toes out and your left toes in. Bend into the square of that front knee and check in with your pelvic bowl. Are you spilling water out of one of the sides or the front or the back? Can you make some adjustments there? Bend into that front knee. Lift your arms up to shoulder height to find warrior two. Gaze out over your right fingertips. Might want to check on that back arm. Make sure it's where you thought it was going to be. And gaze down at your right knee. Is it caving in toward your big toe? If so, press it out towards the pinky toe side of your foot. Think about drawing your mat together in and up. That's going to engage all the muscles on the inside of your legs. Firm up your core again. Breathe. Keep your legs right where they are. Slide your left hand down that back leg, reach straight up with the right. Good. Use that lifted arm to come back up. Let's find warrior two again. Left hand to the waist. This time, right forearm to the thigh. We'll find Parsvakonasana, side angle again. Use that leverage of the arm on your thigh to spin your chest open, and then take whichever arm variation felt good to you. Inhale, plug your feet in. Use that lifted arm. Find warrior two one more time. And then hands to the waist, parallel your feet, and step them together. Shake out the legs if you need to. We're gonna do it on the other side. So find that wide stance again. Hands to your waist. Turn your left toes out, right toes in. Bend into the square of that front knee. Check in with your pelvic bowl. Is it even? Is it where it needs to be to not spill any water? Firm up your core. Lift your arms to shoulder height. Check on those alignment cues. Make sure your back arm is where it needs to be. Press your knee towards the pinky side of your foot. Press out through the back heel. Breathe. Keep your legs where they are. Slide your right hand down, your back leg. Reach up with the left. Inhale, come back up, warrior two. If you're shaking or you're sweating or you're feeling some stuff happen in your body, are you able to pay attention on purpose without judgment like we talked about? Leave that story behind. See if you can strip the judgment away. What are the facts? What can you observe? Right hand to the waist, left forearm to thigh. Spin your chest open and then decide which arm variation you like to take on this side. Notice what sensations are happening in your body. If you're feeling shaking, that's okay. We're building deep muscle fibers. Plug your feet in. On an inhale breath, use that top arm to lift you back up into warrior two. One last time. Hands to the waist, parallel your feet. Step them together, shake out the legs. Great job. We're going to come into a wide-legged forward fold here. I want you to find your blocks and go ahead and bring those to the center of your mat. And then take a wide stance, wider than you're comfortable with. Maybe turn your toes in a little bit, but definitely make sure your feet are parallel, like you're on a wide set of railroad tracks. And then bring your hands to your waist, draw your elbows behind you so you broaden through the collarbones, and then send your hips back as you start to come forward and find your blocks. Now, bring your blocks so your hands are right underneath your shoulders. If you're feeling your hamstrings talk to you, you can soften your knees a bit. If your wrists are bothering you, come onto your knuckles instead to take the angle out of your wrists. Now, this is the first place that you can go, and this is excellent. Hips are drawing back, chest extends forward. Take all the creases out of the back of the neck. You can stay right here. If you'd like to try a different variation, you can start to bend the elbows and come forward into a bit more of a fold. And then play with your blocks here. You can keep them here. If you want, you could come down to your forearms on the blocks. You could bring your blocks to a lower height and keep your hands connected. Maybe you want to bring your hands to the floor and sort of use that leverage to pull your upper body a little closer to your thighs. Plenty of places to go here. I'm going to stay in this higher version. This felt really nourishing to my back. Notice if the weight in your feet has rolled to the outside of your ankles and the outside of your feet, see if you can press into your big toe and bring a little more engagement into the legs. Remember ripping the mat in half when we were in Tadasana? Can you do the same thing here? Really plug the feet into the earth. All right, wherever you have your hands, go ahead and bring them so they're under your shoulders again. Blocks can come with you. And then I want you to look up and then heel toe the feet so they're a little closer together. And then bring your hands to your waist. Squeeze your elbows toward one another and rise all the way up. And just tuck your chin towards your chest for a moment to allow your blood pressure to reacclimate. And then you can lift your gaze. Go ahead and step the feet together. Shake out the legs. Shake out anything that would feel good. And we're gonna come down to the mat onto our backs for a bridge pose. So I'll meet you down there. Okay, welcome back to the mat. We're going to come into bridge pose. And for this pose, we're gonna use a few props. So I want you to have two blocks and a strap. One block come between your feet, like we did at the beginning of class. when we were seated. So go ahead and lie back and, find your strap before you do. Let's see. And the strap is going to come across the ankles. So go ahead and get that in place and then lie back. Good. Adjust yourself here so your hips come toward your heels, or your heels come toward your hips, rather. And the other block is going to go between your thighs. So you're going to squeeze both blocks to keep your legs, your butt, your feet, your ankles, all of that engaged. And then take the strap in each hand. We're going to press into the feet, press the backs of the arms into the earth, put a little bit of energy into the back of the head, and then lift the hips up toward the sky. Use your leverage of your strap to start to crawl your shoulder blades toward one another and squeeze the block. Extend your hands out and use the leverage on the strap to bring a little intention there. Squeeze your butt, squeeze your thighs onto the block, press through your feet, and breathe. Good. Go ahead and set your butt back down. Release the strap. Unwind your shoulders. You can take that block out. We'll come up to seated for just a moment. And let's find Baddha Konasana. So soles of the feet are together, knees are apart. Take a moment to walk the hips back so you can find connection again with the sit bones, those bony things at the bottom of your pelvis. And then you can draw your heels in toward your groin. We're gonna take a gentle forward fold here. So I want you to start to maybe crawl forward a little bit and extend the spine long. And instead of just automatically trying to take your forehead to your heels or something, let's see if we can get the spine long. So I like to bring my hands to my ankles and use the leverage of my forearms against my inner thighs to bring my spine into a little bit more of an elongated shape. Take the creases out of the back of the neck. Maybe you want to close your eyes here. Bring your attention back to your breath. Good, let's come back up to seated. We're gonna take a gentle twist here. So bring your right fingertips to the floor behind you. Bring your left hand either to, you can leave it where it was, or to your right ankle, to your right knee. Sit up tall on your inhale breath. On your exhale breath, twist towards your right leg. You can look over your right shoulder, or if that feels pinchy in your neck, just look in the direction of your sternum. The twist should really mostly come from your spine. The neck isn't as important here. Inhale, sitting up tall. Exhale, maybe deepening your twist just a little bit. Inhale, come back around to center. We'll go straight over to the other side. So inhale, sitting up tall. Exhale, twist. It's important that our spine remain long here, even as we twist. So we don't want to lean back too much or slump over. So inhale, elongate the spine. Exhale into the twist. Inhale, come back around to center. And take a deep breath in and out. We're going to prepare for Shavasana, our final relaxation pose. So let's make sure that we move all the props and things out of the way, except I really like to have a bolster under the knees here. So when I lie flat on the floor, it's really not comfortable for me because I have a big butt. It causes me to arch my lower back in a way that's not comfortable or nourishing. So I like to have a bolster under the knees. So I encourage you to try that if you never have. And then just let the body relax. If it's comfortable for you to lie flat on the floor, that's great. Go ahead and find that. Let the arms come away from your body. Let your legs just go slack, fall away from one another. Let the backs of your shoulders relax into the earth. Let your body be heavy. Really let your bones, the weight of your bones, tack you down to the mat. During Shavasana, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to be anything. You just have to rest and let your body integrate all the muscle memory of everything we did today, all the ways that we moved, the things we observed, the sensations we felt. Let your body absorb that. So we'll be quiet and rest here for a few minutes, and then we'll close the practice together. Slowly start to bring your awareness back to your breath, back to your body. Invite some gentle sensation into the hands and the feet, maybe wiggle the fingers and the toes, and then stretch or move in any way that would feel good to you in your body in this moment. And trust that whatever happens, whatever comes to mind, is the right thing to do. Keeping your eyes closed or your gaze lowered, keeping your mind soft. And then when you feel ready, just coming up however it makes sense to you and finding a comfortable seat. Let's bring the hands together in front of the heart, palms pressing, just in a gesture of gratitude. And take a moment to either reconnect with your intention or find some gratitude in your heart for something about your own human body. Either something that surprised you today or something that felt good, or just sending a little bit of love and gratitude to yourself for showing up and moving your body today. I honor the place in you where the entire universe dwells, the place that is filled with love, light, truth, and peace. And when you are in that place in you, and I'm in that place in me, together, we are one. Thank you so much for practicing with me today. I'll see you next time.